Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for June 20th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have our Ben Schoen's first impressions of the Samsung Chromebook Plus V2, which he says brings a lot of great upgrades across the boards in terms of specifications. But there is one minor detail that he points out that I want to touch on a little bit, is that the weight of the laptop is weirdly unbalanced, with the top part with the display actually being significantly heavier than the bottom, which obviously causes a few problems, one of which he noted that if you sit the laptop on your lap, you can actually, it might actually fall over if you take your hands off of it. And on the other hand, if you are just sitting the laptop on a table, unlike a MacBook or a Pixelbook, you won't be able to just use one thumb to lift the lid. You'll actually have to use two hands, which is not all too uncommon in Chromebooks in general. But in this case, it does seem worse considering the laptop is so top heavy. On the other hand, though, Ben does note that it does seem to feel a little bit better to use when you're using the laptop in tablet mode. Next up, Instagram officially launched its IGTV app today, which brings long-form video to a new standalone app. You'll be able to access this long-form content in the Instagram app itself and also the IGTV app, and it basically serves as basically Facebook's competitor to, I guess, YouTube in a way, although videos in this app will be entirely vertical format rather than landscape format, which is, you know, the more traditional format that you can find on YouTube or in Facebook video. Instagram really seems to be targeting the younger generation, bringing on content creators who have gained their name and gained popularity on Instagram itself. But Instagram says that anyone will be able to use the app to create long-form content and share it with Instagram users. And finally, Google Play's redesigned subscription center is rolling out more widely to various Android users. Google posted a blog post mentioning it today, but we've seen it for a few weeks now. We just didn't know if it was completely rolled out or if it was just a one-off in our case. But basically, this new subscriptions page in the Play Store, it's not new in its entirety, the subscriptions page, but this, it basically is a complete overhaul, complete redesign, which basically gives you a better look at all the subscriptions you're subscribed to in Google Play, such as, for instance, your Google Drive storage or an HBO Now subscription for TV and movies, anything like that. This basically just gives users a better way to manage those things. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.